What's reality? What are the most primitive things from which the universe, everything, is constructed? Energy, matter, space-time, information? Sure, but still, to understand existence, what it's all about, I need to drill deeper. And I'll remain restless until I reach the bedrock of reality. Reality is composed of events. Things happen, things change, on all levels, from the subatomic to the supragalactic. But how do things happen and change? Why is it the case that events occur? Why does one thing follow another thing? Key is the concept of cause. Why does one thing cause another thing? But some say cause is a kind of illusion. What is causation? I'm Robert Lawrence Kuhn, and Closer to Truth is my journey to find out. Causation is just there, obvious, even trivial, right? Causation has no need of explanation. Causation explains other things. Nothing explains it, right? Maybe not. If I seek bedrock reality, if such be possible, causation is just the sort of thing that must be explained. Science is no help. Science assumes causation, explains what causes what and how, but it is not science to explain what causation itself actually is. Causation is one of the most general features of the world. That's why, to get at it, I turn to philosophy, especially to metaphysics. I go to Cambridge, England, to begin with the distinguished British philosopher Simon Blackburn. Simon, causation is a very fundamental way that reality is structured. Sure. How can we begin to understand the deep nature of causation?
Well, the philosophical running here was set by David Hume, writing back in the early 18th century. Hume argued two things about causation. The first was you couldn't know anything about what caused what, antecedent to experience. You had to learn about how events fall out, and that's a matter of sensory experience and just finding how they do. For example, a baby in the first 6 months or year of its life might be just finding how nature is patterned. What happens when you let go of your milk bottle? It falls to the ground. Gosh, let's do it again. And that's the way we learn about causation. The second very important thing was that there's a sense in which causation doesn't hit the eye in the same way that, for example, colors do, or shapes or sounds hit the ear. We see what does happen, but we don't see that one event must cause another one to happen. Now, causation has this sort of must happen. You throw the baseball through the window, the window will break, it must break. And it's that aspect of necessity, which Hume thought was very, very important to causation, but which isn't given to the senses. We see the window break, we see it happen again and again, we get very used to it, but we don't see that the window must break. Hume derived from this the idea that actually the must is something that we impose. So causation is very much our own kind of mind reading its own habits or customs into the world. So we see events as if they're connected by these necessities. But the necessity lies in ourselves rather than in the events. So Hume's conception of the world then becomes a very atomistic conception in the sense that it's just individual events, one happening after another, and us imposing a causal order on what we see or hear or take from the world. And that's been controversial ever since because it removes causation as a category from the real world and puts it back in our own minds.
So what is the relationship then between causation understood Humean's way and the concept of physical laws?
Well, very close, of course, because probably our first examples of physical laws would probably be causal laws. Take, say, the law of gravitational attraction in Newtonian physics. Bodies must attract each other with a force inversely proportional to the square of the distance between them. That's a causal law. And yet it's very hard to know in what the existence of that law consists, what kind of reality answers to that law. And Hume would again say, well, the only reality is that that's how events fall out. That's what your measurements will give you.